This is Desert Bloom from KNPR and KNPR.org. This week, we visited Norm Schilling, owner of Schilling Horticulture Group in Las Vegas, in his garden. What better venue to talk about growing flowers in Nevada? Now, this is a podcast, so you'll have to do your best to appreciate these beautiful flowers without your sense of sight. But as Norm explains, of course, there are smells and sounds to appreciate too, like the birds they attract, which you will hear throughout the recording. Here's Norm.
It is so spring right now, and flowers are everywhere in my garden. And honestly, they're easy to grow. Some of these are not plants that I planted. I'm right by a patch of wildflowers right now that have Phacelia, there's African daisy, there's our native fleabane, Perry's penstemon, California poppy, lots, a riot of color, and I didn't plant any of them. They either reseeded themselves from elsewhere in my yard, or I went and bought some wildflower seeds and just scattered them. And nature does it. Give it a little water, put them down in the fall, and you get lots of color. Now, these will die off, some of them, when it gets hot, but they will have released their seeds, and they come back again to greet me next year. So annuals and wildflowers are really fun. The Perry's penstemon is a perennial. It'll live 2 or 3, maybe 4 years. But there's lots of other flowers that are much more long-lasting. And they're really starting to kick in the garden right now. I have several different species of aloe in bloom. Hummingbirds absolutely love aloe, so if you want to bring them near your house, it's a great plant to do so. Most of them require a fair bit of shade to do well. They'll burn up in the sun. But they're really interesting with the way the flower is held aloft, little tubular bells hanging down. Another really long-blooming plant that's one of my favorites in my garden and is just now starting to bloom again is chocolate flower. Chocolate flower gets its name because it smells like chocolate in the morning. It doesn't smell like chocolate in the afternoon. Even though the flowers are still open, for whatever reason, about midday, they quit. They're on break for the rest of the day. But it reseeds itself, and it will probably bloom for 4, 5, 6 months, and really cheery yellow flowers with a chocolate brown center that's very attractive as well. So flowers are beautiful in their form and their color, but sometimes that beauty comes through fragrance. So I'm standing by my blood orange tree that's been with me over 20 years now. She's probably about 10 foot tall. She gave me one orange last year, just one. But this year she'll probably give me 150. I don't know why. She takes every other year off, right? But right now, there are literally thousands of flowers. They're just starting to open. And oh my God, what a wonderful perfume. It's right by the front door. So I get that every time I walk in and out. It's by my office window. I'm doing a little work. I just open the window and get the fragrance in. Now, let's go look at one of our native species. This is a much more drought-tolerant area of the garden, or drier area of the garden than where my blood orange is, right? She needs more water. This is creosote. It needs pretty much none. But if you want to keep her green all year, give her a few drinks during the summer, maybe once a month. It becomes a small tree if you want to prune it that way. She's just blooming lots of yellow flowers. They become fuzzy white seed balls that are also really charming. She has these dark striations on the branches, which is a really nice ornamental feature. And if you grab the foliage, breathe on it, smell it. It's the rain in the desert. That's the smell of our desert. This beautiful tree. This one's almost 10, 12 feet tall. They usually don't get that big out in the desert, but this one does get a little bit of extra water. Here's another native. This is globe mallow. Our native species has orange flowers, but there's other varieties with different colors. This one's light pink. That one has more of a rose color bloom. Spring blossoms, lots of them. And remember too, these native species are really good for our local populations of pollinators and the other creatures that depend so much on it. A little bit further down, we have brittle bush. The brittle bush, I never planted them. They moved in from some empty lots near my house, and they're all over with lots and lots of yellow flowers. There is lots and lots of life. Cacti and mesquite trees and all these wonderful herbaceous perennials that have moved in, and a couple of weeds. So, it's part of gardening. I love spring. This is Norm Schilling, your desert gardener.
This is KNPR.